From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. Baltimore police nearing completion of the probe. Police in the eastern U.S. city of Baltimore are nearing completion of their investigation into the death of a young black man while in police custody, but contrary to earlier expectations, do not intend to immediately release it to the public. City officials say they are planning to turn over the report by Friday to prosecutors to decide whether six police officers involved in the case should be charged. But there is no timetable for when that decision will be made. Baltimore remained quiet Thursday, 3 days after riots and looting erupted in protest over the death of 25-year-old Freddie Gray, who died of a spinal cord injury April 19th after his arrest a week earlier. More than 200 demonstrators have been arrested in the Baltimore protests this week, but about half of them have now been freed. Pakistani court sentenced 10 men to 25 years each in prison Thursday in connection with the 2012 shooting of Nobel Peace Prize laureate Malala Yousafzai. The men do not include the gunman who actually shot Malala, but they were involved in the attack. The shooters believed to have escaped across the border into Afghanistan. The Taliban targeted Malala for her work promoting girls' education. She's from Pakistan's northwest Swat Valley, where she was shot in the head while on her school bus in an attack that also wounded two other girls. She went to Britain for treatment and stayed there to continue her school as well as her advocacy work. Last year, at the age of 17, Malala became the youngest Nobel laureate. She vigorously continues to promote education for girls. And she had a book called I Am Malala, the Girl Who Stood Up for Education and Was Shot by the Taliban. This is VOA News. The death toll from Saturday's earthquake in Nepal has risen to nearly 5,500 people, officials said Thursday, as teams continue digging through rubble and aid groups work to get much-needed supplies to survivors. Rescuers in the capital, Kathmandu, pulled a teenage boy from the remains of a building some 5 days after the magnitude 7.8 quake trapped him inside. A crowd in the area cheered as rescue workers hurriedly carried the boy out on a stretcher toward a vehicle. VOA correspondent Steve Herman visited a village northeast of Kathmandu where he said people are dealing with the destruction of every building along with the major loss of their livestock.
There has been scant and fleeting presence in this part of the country. We were told that a team of about five Singaporeans stopped by yesterday to give first aid. They were here for less than 20 minutes. And that has been it so far here in this particular village on the banks of the Indravati River.
That's VOA Steve Herman reporting from Nepal. The discovery of the four mass graves in Beni territory in eastern Congo has raised questions about the fate of nearly 1,000 people abducted by Ugandan Islamist ADF rebels. For VOA, Nick Long in Beni interviewed several people who had escaped from the ADF. And this is his report.
Congolese Army spokesman Major Victor Masandi said the four graves found during the weekend after the army captured an ADF camp contained the bodies of many people the ADF had executed, including hostages and dependents unable to flee. He reminded reporters that similar mass graves had been found after other ADF camps were captured. Many ADF hostages or kidnapped victims are unaccounted for. A civil society group in Beni told VOA it documented 947 people kidnapped by the ADF between 2010 and 2013. DRC Army spokesman Major Victor Masandi says the army is calling for an investigation of the graves and is more than ever determined to wipe out the ADF. Nick Long for VOA News, Beni, DRC.
The first spacecraft to orbit Mercury, the closest planet to our sun, will run out of fuel and crash on its surface today, ending its 11-year mission. The half-ton orbiter, known by its acronym MESSENGER, was launched in August of 2004 on a mission to study Mercury's chemical composition, geology, and magnetic field. MESSENGER spiraled through the inner solar system before reaching its destination. Inserting MESSENGER into orbit proved to be a challenging task due to the sun's gravity, intense heat, and effects of solar radiation pressure. During its last month in orbit, MESSENGER sent back to NASA the best high-resolution images so far of Mercury's desolate moonlight surface. I'm Bob Doty in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.